Don't forget to buy your banquet tickets. The discussion will be continued by Dr. Freiberg.
Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, I feel deeply honored and indeed grateful to have this opportunity to discuss this very important research of Drs. Hench, Kendall, Slocum, and Polly. The true limit of value of this work is inestimable, but certainly it is the most important contribution that has been made to rheumatology. And how eager for it, and how receptive the whole world is. The investigators, the medical profession, and the patients are standing under a great, large welcome sign. The detailed report and the very impressive cinema illustrations leave no shred of doubt regarding the results. Still, the conservatism of the authors made them desirous of confirmation from persons outside their hospitals and laboratories. The only way one could be more certain of the results you have just witnessed would be to actually see the patients, and that is just what several of us had an opportunity to do. At the invitation of the authors, a small group of us went to the Mayo Clinic, where we were heartily welcomed, and all of their information was put before us. We saw most of the patients who had received Compound E, and maybe I'd be one of the first to say the new word, cortisone. And if you wonder whether we were critical, all you need to do is to imagine the workout that some of these patients received. To have Dr. Holbrook on one side, Dr. Bauer on the other, Dr. Rosenberg at the feet, Dr. Boland at the back, while I was skirting the flank, as it were, quizzing and making examination. And when we finished examining all the data, separately and collectively, we all enthusiastically acclaimed, "It is true." Now there is something still more remarkable about this visit to Rochester. It was planned to extend only 4 days, to come, see the condition of the two patients before receiving Compound E, and observe changes that are convincing in 4 days' time sets a record. And this was not all. Sufficient compound was made available so that in their own institutions, the 5 members of this group could separately study 2 additional patients for a short time. These studies have been made or now are being made, and clinical results are in complete accord with those of the authors. There is then abundant confirmation of the clinical effects of Compound E in at least 9 patients, in addition to those the authors have reported upon, with observations in several different institutions.